Hit the lever, Plowsy.
Hey, Blues fans, it's time to drop your gloves and face off on the St. Louis Blues Report with Kelly Chase. Fueled by Petromart, a proud sponsor of your St. Louis Blues. Now, here's Chaser.
Kelly Chase brought to you by Petromart. He's with us every week. Blues and Ducks coming your way. And the Blues got what Jake Allen said was the best win of the year. Of course, you know, saying the Winter Classic was a great moment. But as far as importance of the playoff race, the win Tuesday night in Minnesota was as good as it's been all year. And joining us right now on the Appliance Discounter phone lines, brought to you by Petromart, Kelly Chase. Good morning, Chaser.
Morning, boys.
How are you, sir?
A little under the weather with the flu, but other than that, not bad.
Is this something that's spreading throughout the organization and the broadcast partners, or is this just something limited to you at this point?
I think it's the league, yes.
Really? God, I wonder what the hell's going on. That happens, though, doesn't it? It seems like it happens like every year.
Well, they're in airplanes all the time with that air being circulated in hotel rooms and eating in restaurants all the time, and you're coming into a contact with a lot of people.
Well, I guess the little planes, trains, and automobiles, you know, you are subject to a little of that once a year.
Yeah, man. We'll try and make it brief then if you're not feeling well. What'd you think of Tuesday night? That was a hell of a win.
It's a huge win, and it was a great effort. Like, it was that's the kind of thing that, you know, changes minds about the team, I think, right there. I mean, they played a team that's, you know, arguably the best in the conference. And it was a complete effort on everybody. And it wasn't just an effort of, you know, let's play a fast paced. It was a physical effort. It was an effort that looked like a team that was desperate to get in the playoffs. And I think that was motivating for everybody.
It's hard to figure out the Blues because we see them go on a winning streak, then a losing streak, then a couple of wins in a row, including that win you talked about against a really good Wild team. What do you think they have as they head down the stretch here, and what are their chances of keeping the playoff spot?
Well, it's pretty good if they play like that. And again, if you look at the Blues' schedule, you've got, three against Colorado, three against Arizona, and those are two teams that are out of it. Now, they're going to play loose because they're playing against you, but they certainly don't have the depth of the Minnesotas and teams like that. So you throw Carolina in there, another team that's out of the playoffs. Winnipeg, who's not in the playoffs, although playing very well and has a really good team. I mean, it should set up for the Blues to be in where they want to be. But again, if you don't have the effort like you had the other night, it isn't going to matter. And they had it, and it was fun to watch, really. It was a fantastic hockey game and a huge win.
And somebody or a couple people are stepping up and taking the Kevin Shattenkirk minutes. Who gets the credit for that, for keeping the defense intact without one of their better players?
Well, I think it's dished around. I don't think you're going to just replace Kevin, you know, per se, as far as the offensive minutes. But I think that everybody's, you know, stepped up and got a little bit of responsibility in it. I think Petrangelo's played on that first unit, and he's been good. And I think when you start watching what Parayko's starting to, you know, figure out that he can shoot the puck and use his shot as a weapon, it becomes more effective. And I think there's a little bit of that going around as well. So I think all in all, everybody's sort of chipped in on to replace some of the minutes that Kevin gave you, because Kevin's ability to read a situation and jump up on the play was a special talent. And I don't think you replace that right away, but I like the effort that everybody gave in those situations, especially on the power play.
Except for losing concentration with 10.5 seconds left on a kind of a weird, quirky shot. Jake Allen has been outstanding. What do you see as a difference with him when he was struggling and now where he's played much better?
Yeah, it really was a weird bounce on that play. But I think Jake's just, you know, he's dialed in. He's set on plays. He's set earlier when teams are, you know, coming down on him. I think he's ready for the shot a lot earlier. I think he's, you know, his reads on situations on how far to come out and how far to attack and where he is in the net, he's found his edge is much better, I think. And so it's affected his game all around, and I think he's been great. I mean, and I don't want to just give him credit because Hutton's been fantastic. I mean, really, unbelievable. And when you get a goaltending like that, it can do anything, but it just breeds confidence in the team. And I think that's what you're seeing more than anything. These two guys have, you know, taken it upon themselves to be better, but yet, you know, everybody's thriving because of it.
You think the Brodeur influence has been important there? He seems to have stepped up and taken a more active role here lately.
Well, there's no question. I mean, he's very believable. Marty is, he's got a plan set. It's, you know, it's, hey, this is what we're going to do every day. This is who's going to play. Lets them know a week out, and they stick to the game plan. And that's, I think, when they hear it from Marty and, you know, he has a conversation with them about it, he's very protective of his guys, and I think that they respect all of those things. And so, you know, I guess it's, you know, it comes with these two guys watching Marty as a player and knowing that, you know, the success he's had. So when he's saying, trust me, I think there's a lot of trust that's automatically built in there. And I think, you know, they've had a pretty good relationship or a pretty good run thus far because of it.
Chaser, what do you think the Blues have in Tage Thompson, and what's your best guess as to when Blues fans might see him with the big club?
Well, he's a very talented. He doesn't have man strength yet, so he's going to play down in the minors, and I would suspect they would have him down in the minors next season again and you know, let him grow as a player, but he's got a real lethal shot, sees the ice real well. Doesn't, as I said, have the strength, I don't think, yet to just compete at this level, but he's, you know, he's one of the top prospects that all the scouts will tell you that they've seen. So the Blues have got a real good one in there. He came out early because they know that he's not going to get, you know, he's done what he can do as far as a player in the college level, and the Blues feel good about the fact that, you know, he's a guy that's going to be in the, you know, in the team, especially when you look at what Craig Berube's doing down in the minors with these guys and how they're coming up and being, you know, hardworking pros. I think that's a real plus, too, to know that you got a guy like that down there that can kind of mold this kid into what it's going to take night in and night out to be at this level. So when he gets up here, he's prepared, and I think they know that, you know, Cage is one of those guys that's going to have a long, you know, he's a top six player in the National Hockey League at some point, and he's just got to learn, you know, some of the basics that keep you an everyday player to be better. And Craig Berube's doing a hell of a job in the minors with those guys.
He reminds me a lot of Nick Bjugstad at Florida. I know Brian Lawton said the same thing yesterday, but I had the thought actually before Lawton said it.
You did it, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Is that
I just between the two of us, I wouldn't be going off all his reads either.
They will scratch him from the guest list.
Casey's live streaming right now. Chaser, we know you don't feel that great, but also always great to have you come on and ideally attack one of our guests if possible. Blues and Ducks, Kelly Chase, brought to you by Petromart. Feel better, Chaser. Thanks, brother.
All right, boys. Thanks.
There he is. Kelly Chase, brought to you by Petromart.
That was your Blues Report with my partner, Kelly Chase, fueled by Petromart, a proud sponsor of your St. Louis Blues and a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline. Petromart, clean, fast, and friendly.